Simon Reish Samach Gimel, which is what we're going to be learning tonight, Mitzah Hashem, is the halachas of Hadlokas Neiras for Shabbos. Hadlokas Neiras. It's actually very nice because it's in many ways connected to Hilchos Chanukah. We know that many halachas are compared from the lighting, Shabbos candles, lighting Chanukah. So it's putting us a little bit in the mood. You know, we have to start thinking. It's not that far anymore. So there's many connections. There's many halachas. Let's get it right. Let's get it straight. Halacha of Hadlokas Neiras is the Gemara says that there's huge. The Gemara says whoever lights, whoever is makbid on lighting them, the Hadlokas Neiras. Will marry to have children. Talmidei Chachamim. That's what the Gemara says. People who are makbid on lighting the Hadlokas Neiras carefully. That's why the women are particularly makbid to. Rabbeinu Bechai says that, and it's brought down in Mogen Avraham, that it's such an important and such a beautiful and such a powerful mitzvah that the minhag is to daven. So when you do the mitzvah at Hadlokas Neiras, it's a good perfect timing for daven for good children. Hence, the minhag of many righteous women is to daven then. For children, that they should go in the right ways, and it should be children hagunim oisei mekayim mitzvah, and going in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's a particularly the time is particularly mesugel for tefillah, because Hadlokas Neiras. I remember a story hearing from Rabbi Yomi Karlebach, who is a Rosh Hashiva in Mir Yeshiva. When I was in Mir Zbocha, he said he used to give a vaad on Thursday evening, like really late, like 11:30, maybe even 11:30 he started. And he used to give stories and first-hand accounts related to the parsha. And I remember that he said, unfortunately it didn't go every week, but I remember that he told me that there was a bochen mi yeshiva that came from a very, very weak, very, very weak background in Torah. A very, not very solid background, but a very kind of shvacha background. And he became stronger, and his yashimayim and his Torah grew. And then he joined me in yeshiva, and he said what was astonishing and unique was the speed in which that bocher went from completely remote, he didn't have any Torah education at all, but as soon as he stepped into yeshiva, within literally months and very short years, he became an outstanding Talmid Chacham, really like in record speed. He became chapt, and he was one of the top bochim in Shir, and he made absolute very huge, huge progress in Torah. Huge. And Rabbi Yomi Karlebach himself was very surprised. He said, that's really interesting, it's amazing how quickly he progressed in deep understanding of Torah. And he wanted to understand this a little bit more. So normally it takes years until a person completely, but he was like Spitzbacher and Gemara, and he understood, and he asked, and he answered, and he was really, so Rabbi Yomi said, I need to explore this a bit more. So I heard from Rabbi Yomi Karlebach himself, the brother of Rabbi Nosson Tzvi, and he said that he made a bit of investigations, and it turns out that this Bacher, his parents are nothing to write home about, no particular background, but he heard that his grandmother, so it was also, they didn't really keep much Torah and much mitzvahs. They were very basic, very, very essential. But one thing, yeah, he found out that our grandmother, she did, whenever she lit Shabbos candles, and she was makbid on the Zman. She was always careful that it would be, I don't know how many other mitzvahs she kept, but she was careful about lighting Shabbos candles in the right time. And she was careful to light it, mamash like the Shulchan Aruch says would she light. And not only that, but she always davened the short tefillah. And she, that tefillah that she then said was that my children, said, she realized that she's got humble upbringing, and the way she's bringing up her own kids, she realized that it's probably not that close to Torah and Yashamayim. But at one point in the week, she davened, and she said, you know, I want Mitzvah that my children, grandchildren should grow Talmidei Chachamim. And that was the tefillah that she said. So Rabbi Yomi said, no wonder that eventually a grandchild became such a great strides in Torah. So whilst we don't know the ways of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we can't always explain things, and we can't always comprehend exactly everything, but it's certainly in line with the Gemara of Kol Hazoyah B'Ner, Havilot B'Bonim Talmidei Chachamim, because that's the real meaning of the Gemara, that somebody is careful to light, and he davens the tefillahs appropriately, then he will have B'Zoychet to have B'Bonim Talmidei Chachamim. What exactly does it mean to light to be zoyer b'nei to light according to halachas. For that, we need to see the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Mivo mi amatlikin, who exactly lights? Ve'im tov b'yom ha'meunon, and if one make a mistake, if it's a cloudy day. So here the Shulchan Aruch says, yeah, zoyer la'asos ne'er yofe, and you should be careful that you should light ne'er yofe, a nice burning fire, flame. It should be nice burning. It should have a nice flame. Some people are careful that it should be shnei psilos to wax, to like kind of to wax. Echot keneged zocher, one keneged zocher, ve'echot keneged shomer. Mishnah Berurah says of here, zoyer hine ikrat lo kasanei uchoyva mishum mitzvos oinek Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah is key. This Mishnah Berurah is key because Mishnah Berurah tells us the reason, the background, the rationale of this mitzvah is because of mitzvos oinek Shabbos. Mitzvos oinek Shabbos. We want Shabbos to be pleasant, and we want to have pleasure on Shabbos. And the Oinik Shabbos also includes that it's light in the room, that it's not a dim, dark room, that it's light. In the shuls also, the meaning was always that there's more light. Nowadays it's a bit harder to implement. But certainly in previous generations, there was an established meaning. I know in the Iyagay in Zurich, where I was brought up, there's more lights switched on Shabbos in shul than on weekdays. And then again on Yom Tov, again, there's a few more lights which are only lit on Yom Tov, and on Yom Kippur, there's one light that's only lit on Yom Kippur. And Shabbos, yes, there's a minute there should be more light on Shabbos than on weekdays. Some people have also that in the house also. Some people in the houses, that comes from me, that they make sure that there's more light switched on Shabbos than regularly. Yeah. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, very good. So, Mitzvah Oinek Shabbos. The Gemara says the reason is because Shaloi Kashal Ba'etz Ve'ev. And if it's dark, you bump into things, and you trip, and you stumble, and you start getting angry. Ugh, why do you not put your shoes in the middle of the thing, and why are you this, and why are you that, and school bags on the floor. I don't know if it happens anywhere else as well. And where is this and where is that and everything. So in order to avoid that, it should be peaceful and harmony, and it should be kishmak atmosphere. If it's a lot of lights, that's the best, most likely ingredient that it should be a peaceful harmony at home. Humachmas hidomitzvah yirel asoysi yofe. Hidomitzvah should be a nice light. Ein lekamonzim reish samachtalet yofe. V'isa b'shas. Kamora says, the zoicher was a lebonim talmidei chachomim. Anybody who lights nice Shabbos candles, the zoicher to bonim talmidei chachomim. The ksiv kineir mitzvah v'toyre oir. It says kineir mitzvah. The neir mitzvah, toyre oir. That's how it actions. Toyre oir will bring to great lights of toyre. Haledei neir mitzvah, the Shabbos bo oir toyre through the light of mitzvah, that of Shabbos, that will create oir, light of toyre. V'lekach, roi shetispal isha. It is proper, it's appropriate, it is correct that the women daven achas shetikmar adloka v'abrocha after she completes the lighting and saying the brocha, she should daven. Shitten HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give a bonim, zechorim, be'irim, atoyer, should have children, talmidei chachomim. V'adloka zaneir, tzorich lius b'chol achadorim, sho'elech shom b'shabbos. Now, here comes the Mishnah Berurah on this first wide line, and he brings the name of the achronim that the hadloka zaneir should not only be in the dining room, but should be kol achadorim, should be in all the rooms, sho'elech shom b'shabbos. Any room that is used on Shabbos should be lit. Hakoponim le'echot, av she'en o'ichol shom, even if you don't eat there, kedei ino de sho'elei koshel ba'etz ve'even. As we said, the reason for the mitzvah is because it should be light and should be comfortable, should be pleasant. So that doesn't only apply where you eat. It primarily applies where you eat, but it's also in any other room. And therefore, you should light neir in other rooms as well. So now, does that mean that you have to put Shabbos candles in other rooms?
No.
No.
Just light.
Light. It should be light. It should be lit. It should be light. It doesn't mean you have to put Shabbos candles. I've seen people who are machmir, but the normal meaning is that it should be just light. Kedei sholei koshel be'etz ve'evan, they shouldn't trip over eitz, woods, even stones. Miu, ha'broch tevorech ala ner shemok ma'achile. The broch, however, is only to be said where you eat. It's interesting, why dafka where you eat? Why do you only make the bracha on hadlaka on where you eat? Yeah, so that's very interesting. So we see here, so today, one of the Mefarshim explains, we see from here, how to what extent food is associated with light. Now apparently, if it's dark, and you're not seeing what you're eating, you don't enjoy so much. They say also that people who are Cholila, they don't see, Cholila people who are blind, they eat much, much more. Because apparently, psychologically, a lot of the eating is associated which Gemara? Yeah, it's associated with seeing of your food. Pardon? Ah, with the man.
They eat less or more?
They eat more. But the man. No, because you don't feel sad. You don't get the pleasure from the eating. Yeah, you don't see it, so you eat much more. Yeah, so that's I mean, yeah, I was involved once in with a child who never is taka blind, and it was taka interesting. They would eat and eat and eat. He would eat so much. Nebuch, that child, he would eat so much, and he wasn't able to. He ate far more than he actually physically needed. He just ate because until he reached that satisfaction, needed much more. I saw it firsthand. So there is definitely something about seeing the food that we eat. There's not something to it. So that's why the Oynik Shabbos is to eat and to enjoy your food. Mishnah Bosef Cotton. Now he says you should light two. One is can I get Zochav? Echad can I get Shamoy? Ve'im Moed Mishnah Berurah says la'asoyis to do ve'im Moisov mitzumtzamim. And if a person is got limited funds, nira it appears she toiv yoseit is better sheikna echad yofe ve'lo yishnaim gurim. If you can only have one, if you only have a little bit of money, is it better to have two candles but they're not particularly nice? A bit dodgy, or to have nice, proper, nice one, nice, proper, good-looking candle. He says it's better to have one which is nice rather than two which are not. Yeah, quality of the flame, indeed. Yeah, yes. Yeah, so if it's a room that you want to have dark. Yeah, so if it's a room that you want to have dark for part of the time, so it makes no sense to have it light. You don't have to. No, yeah. Shtei psilois. Hainuk shu doilek shemen b'nei. V'imad lo kosu yu b'nei rois oysu shtei nei rois. Two candles. Yeah. Echo can I get so? Echo can I get so? Echo can I get so? Shiv cotton hay. V'yeish mechav din asus nei shal shava mishtei nei rois kluim b'yachad. He brings a minik which I've never seen. Wax from two candles, kluim biyachad, which are intertwined together, woven together. Have you ever seen such a thing? I mean, for Shabbos candles. Never seen it for Shabbos candles. He says, since Zochai and Shom was given in one dibu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he said the mitzvah, was given one dibu, so therefore you've got Zochai candle and Shamoy candle intertwined together. So there's such a minik, which I've never, has anybody seen such a thing? So he said there's such a minik, but minik hogunut is a nice minik. Avol, oisna noshin, for those people, shemedapkin oison, that stick them together, peshaasat loka, when they light, they stick them together, smuchin rezeh, one next to each other, shaloi kadin oison, that's against halocha. Ki, because, levosov mischam izu, they get heated up one from another. For noitev hashayvah it is there, and you are causing the wax to go to get soft and to heat up one another. For gam nechfalas v'noflos, and also they fall and they collapse, and that would be a problem. Mishnah Berurah says Baruch Shem Halacha, which is not relevant anymore nowadays. Hoshul ha'adat neger shol Shabbos mishava abo b'mitz tefilosam shel enim yudim. You can't use wax which was used in goyish tiflus. Tiflosam shel en yumde, which comes from Goyshe Tiflos, to not use any wax that comes from there. Va'afilu pe'oifen shemutale hedyot kun shebitle hedyot, even if it was halachically a heter, to invatle it, nevertheless, afilochi osu lemitzvah mishum demois. It's inappropriate to use wax which comes from Tiflos. Yeah. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says the meaning is to have two. One for Shomer. The Rama says, that's the following words. You're allowed to add lahadlik, to add additional candles, shloisha, three, or yabonayos, you can add three or add. You can have three or four candles, that's fine. V'cheinogun, that's the minik. Right, is that the minik, three or four? Members of the family. Most people nowadays. Yeah, is that what everybody has minik, according to children? So it's not universal, but I think it's getting more and more universal. The meaning of having according to the children. So one place, one of my relatives, he's got for all the grandchildren. She's got 14 children, and each of the children are married, and some of her children have got grandchildren in their own right. So it was a nice minute when the family was, but now she can't stop. And it's like a whole table, literally. Yeah, I think she does, yeah. I didn't actually count and check on it, but she started off when the first grandchild was born. She told me some years ago, she was excited about the grandchild, so she always did a meaning of having four the children. Okay, fine. And then after she added for the first grandchild, she was really excited. And little did she know that it's going to fill a whole table one day, Baruch Hashem, yeah.
That's only last 36.
Pardon?
That's only last 36.
Oh, really? Psh, very nice, Minik. Assuming that her children are the Lamed of Tzadikim, maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
So I heard that the right lighting for your children comes from when a woman gives birth.
Yeah. Yeah, so some wants to suggest that. It's one of the two plausible explanations. So someone would say, I know someone would say that. I saw the Likutei Ma'arich and other minhagim experts claim that this is not the real reason, but they want to say that it is kinei mitzvah Torah oil. Every additional neshama in the world, it's a part of the tefillah that they should be bringing light of Torah in this world, and that's another explanation of when it comes. But it is interesting that the Rama doesn't bring this minhag, and nor does the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says lo yisif. Mishnah Berurah says, if cotton vav, bottom line, here is Neirgim, we have like Shiva Neirois, some of you need to count seven. Guess why seven? 7 days of the week. Kineged Shiva Zimel Shavua. Okay, I hear that. V'yesh Asura, some do ten. Kineged Asar is a Dribus, against the ten Dribus. No idea what the connection of that is. Hasar is a Dribus. Hadlokas Neirus. I mean, you have to think of, there must be some interesting reason there. Yeah, I know Shabbos is one of the ten, but it must be a bit more to that. They don't need to be all on the table. But it's interesting that it's evident from the Mishnah Berurah. In those days, there was no minhag. For certainly, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't have registered minhag of lighting according to the children. And so I hear that it's a more recent phenomenon. It's a more recent minhag. It's more the post-war years brought along this minhag. It's not an ancient minhag. I really don't think so. It's a more modern minhag, which has been established and... And Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it, nor do other achronim. Yeah. No. So what Mishnah Berurah means is that the two need to be makam achila. It needs to be the real correct placement of the candles need to be that they need to be helping and supporting and bringing light where you eat. Now, that's the real reason. So, Mishnah Berurah, that's what it means. It doesn't mean literally on the table. It means in a place where you're going to eat. If you'd have a kind of platform near or something, that's just as good. Mishnah Berurah says the additional, after the first two, you can place them anywhere. The minhag was not meant to dafke be in the same place. Yeah, so, Mishnah Berurah continues here, and he says, following the idea really that however many you light, I want to just speak a word about the minhag to light. So if you've got a minhag to light two or seven, ten, or according to children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, whatever you do, you have to keep that up every week. You have to keep up. You're not allowed to have smavur in the post game that you have to keep up the amount that you do every. Yeah, you have to keep up the amount you do every week. The only exception is when you do go elsewhere, if you're not in your own house, so there the post game say that the minik, there, what do you tie in? If you go to your in-laws, let's say, you only do two. Or you go holidays, you go away. You're invited out for Shabbos. You go to Manchester for Shabbos. And you're going there for a simcha. Do you have to light your 36 Lama Dvav Tzedikim or the 48 Einiklach? So why not? Why is it not a neder? Why is it not a problem? So the answer is, the Mefoshim say outright that it's fine, you can just light two. And the reason for that is because your minik has been accepted, every woman's minik or every household's minik to light a certain amount is always based on the fact that it's a home in the normal, regular place. But as soon as we are not lighting in our normal house, in our normal place, the minik goes back to the initial, to the basic halacha, to the basic rule, which is ochav shalom, which is two. By the way, can you just light one?
Okay.
Pardon?
Absolutely.
And according to all opinions, and according to all shittas and all the machmirim, you're fulfilling the mitzvah with one candle. Completely. It's just the two is an ancient minig already. That's for sure minig, and that's a ledina for certainly a person can fulfill the mitzvah with one candle only. Yeah.
So, a woman who lights more than one, more than two, that's considered a neder? Or is considered just
I think that unless she has got explicit intention not to accept as an eder, it will be included in the mitzvah. I think so. I strongly suspect.
Is it too much?
Hadlokas Neir? No. The actual mitzvah of Hadlokas Neir is the Rabbanon. Yeah.
Some people. May not be the right people, but I thank that Mishnah always take commission that we give him Mishnah that say Asova Mamoros.
So, Yad Nevoilam.
The 10 Ottavas Hashem created.
So that would be a reason why 10. I hear it says, yeah. Mishnah says it because of Asayas Adibus, but something to think about. So, what happens if somebody forgets? Cholila, it happens. I remember one case that the woman was finished, it was a long Friday, a long week, and she wanted to rest for a few minutes, and the few minutes ended up being a bit until the husband came back from shul, and she didn't light. She failed to light. What's the halacha then? So Shulchan Aruch says, the Rama says, Isha, the woman, Shachar Pam Achaz Ladik, who forgot to light once, Madlekes, she will light, Kol Yomer, all future days, she will light, Shlosh Aneros 3. כי יכולים להוסיף על דובו המכוון נגד דובו אחר, ובלבד שלא יפחו, you can always add, you can always increase. And here, there's a knas, Chachomim established a knas, literally a punishment for a woman who forgets, and she will have to, for all future years, she will have to add. This Yom Tov, somebody came up to me, and he asked me about this Yom Tov. A Yid asked me that, his wife was just a busy Yom Tov, first day, second day, and she completely went off, and she forgot to light Yom Tov. From normal, completely normal family, and they just forgot. And husband came home from shul, and he also, he just didn't realize that the candles are not lit, and they forgot to light on Yom Tov. Pardon? So it's his fault. So he said he should get punished. Well, what should he do? He should not light anyway. He should light the extra one. Yeah. No, it was Yom Tov only. I have to remember now which day it was
exactly.
What do you say? He should light.
He said he didn't light on Yom Tov.
He didn't light on Yom Tov.
Was it Yom Tov going into Shabbos?
No. Yeah, but it was too late. By the time he chap was the next day. He only realized the next day. Second day Yom Tov.
They didn't like the first day Yom Tov.
No, it was the first day Yom Tov. They lit. Yeah. Second day Yom Tov.
They didn't like the second.
Yeah.
So you can't be mashing during the day with the...
No, it's too late. There's no point lighting a light candle when it's not this man anymore. So it was very interesting. I looked into it. I couldn't answer on the spot. I looked into it. It was very hard to find my mekumas on that. And it was very hard to find until I found that the Machmirim who say that, yes, indeed, the Knas applies for... Not everybody agrees that there's a Knas on Yom Tov. Not everybody agrees. Some of the poskim say that there is a Knas on Yom Tov as well. But if there is a Knas on Yom Tov, the Be'er Moshe, Debet Zinorov, he says that... Debet Zinorov says that if there is a Knas on Yom Tov, do you feel that you have to light on Shabbos as well or not? Does she have to add the extra light on Shabbos or just Yom Tov? What would you say? Just Yom Tov?
Always?
Yom Tov? And if you say Yom Tov, it's going to be only Sukkos?
No.
So it's going to be Yom Tov, all the Yom Tovim?
Any second day.
I wouldn't... So, as David Sina says, there is a Knas, it does apply, but the Knas should only be on your Yom Tov. She doesn't have to add a third extra candle on Shabbos. That's what David Sina said. He doesn't bring a Rai and a source and a Koyer and a reason for that. That's what he says. I wonder if there's any Cholkim on that, but it's an interesting thought.
Every candle forgets.
If she forgets twice, she has to add a fourth one, yeah. But there is a bit more about this, but we'll speak about that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, especially because it leads into your point as well. Finally, Rabbi said, we learned tonight about the importance of lighting our Dokas Neiros Shabbos. We learned about Shtei Psilois, Echol Keneged Shzocha, VeKeneged Shomer. That's the usual minig. The Ramos says that some of the minig of doing 3, 4, 10. And we learned also that somebody is makpid, he will have bonim talmidei chachamim. We learned also that if a person has no money, he's good enough to light one. A person should be careful that there should be where you eat and where you enjoy the food. A person should, if he lights more than two, then he can put them anywhere. And we also learned that if somebody chalila forgets, then it's a knas, a punishment, that she has to add an extra light in future. Good evening, Abayisai.